end of Rosha Vatovlo, Perek Yud Aleph, and then we're going to start Mizrach Hashem, the Perek Yud Beis on Beinoni. So it goes like this. So it says, V'yesh mi shehara govebo, there are those who the Ra is strong in him, yoteh, even more than the regular Rosh Hashanah. We said there's many, many levels in that. Umitlabshim bo kol shlosha levushim shel hara. Umachtio, are there three levushim? Remember we said the three levels in the klipa? It says maisa, action, dibu, speech, and machshava. Umachtio ba'averot chamurot, and he does very, very bad averas. Yoteh. Ubitim krovot yoteh, and quite often he does. Ach bentayim, what makes him Rosh Avatovlo? In between, this is still again a Rosh Avatovlo, in between, mitcharet ubayim lo hirhurei tshuva. Comes to him hirhurei tshuva. Mibchinat hatov shebenafsho. That's the b'chinat tov that remains in his nefesh. Shemitgaber tzad bentayim, that's mitgaber, that becomes strong in between. And the she'en lo hitgabrut kol kach, it doesn't have so much strength, lenatzech et hara, to defeat the evil, v'lifrosh mechata'av, and to separate himself from his averes, legamri, liot mode ve'ozev, to be mode on the emes, and to ozev, to leave the chet. Al ze amru razal, reshaim meleim charatot. That's what chazal means. He's speaking about the rosha of the tovlo. Reshaim meleim charatot. They have lots of remorse about shemrov harashaim shiyesh b'chines tov shvenav shamadayin. These are the majority of reshaim, they have b'chines tov. Right? Someone who doesn't have any charata, he doesn't want to do any tshuva. He wants to live the way he's living with all his averas. Nikra rosha v'ralo. It's called a rosha v'ralo. Shara shebenafsho, the ra in his soul. Hu levado nishar bekirvo. That's all that remains in him. The tov was mistalek legamri. It was removed from him completely. He gava kol kach al hatov, it became so strong against the good in his soul, actually stalek mikirvo, was removed from his midst, v'omed b'chines makif alav, and his neshama only becomes like a makif, something which is hovering over him. I'm going to explain this. Uma'ala, umala, milamala, from above. V'lachen armurazal kol be'asara shkin tesharia. Then Chazal tell us, in a group of 10, Shechina Sharia. That means even in a group of 10 Rishayim, Shechina Sharia, there's a Ha'ara of the Shechina, even in a group of Rishayim. Right? There's a Ha'ara. There's this... Let me explain this. Neshama, a person's Neshama, there's two parts to what we call... The Ari goes into, there's two parts to a person's Neshama. There's what's called the Makifin, those parts of the neshama which surround him, right? You know, in modern day terminology, that people call that the healer. You know, people do this sort of healing, they feel a person's healer, and they feel, you know, there's bits which are missing. There's a healer, there's a neshama, that's a neshama which protects him. This is what Chazal means. You have two melachim, you have two angels going with you. That's your protection, your outer protection. That's your neshama which protects you. Even a Rosh HaGomel has that. And then there's his neshama which permeates him. That's called his neshama hapnimi, his inner neshama. The Arizal calls it tselem. He says it's called tselem. What tselem mean? Tselem means tzaddik, right? Lamed mem. Tzaddik is the neshama hapnimi, the neshama which permeates a person. His lamed mem, his lamed is that which goes around him, may keep him from close. And his mem is above him, it is further makifim. His, like, you know, but you know what makifim is? Something which surrounds you, right? These are, now, what's brought down in the Yecheskel and sports book, we're probably going to speak about this later, what's called this, in between this is called the chashmal. Chashmal is a concept, not electricity. Chashmal is this protective layer that's around him. It protects him from the ra that can affect him, and the onshim and the spiritual, you know, these mazikim which you said, which created a person's averas, can come and be mazikim and give him onshim, give him saras, right? Give him bad things, right? Or illnesses, whatever. That's the chashmal, that's his neshama hamakif, protects him. That's why these things, these are concepts in Judaism, these concepts of healer, people have sensitivities. I don't know, maybe they have, or maybe they're just bluffing. But some people who have real sensitivities can feel a person's makif.
Is it a Russia Gomor even has in Tashmol?
Yeah. Everyone has a neshama. The question is, how much bekerev halev is your neshama permeate? That means, we live, where do we live? We all live in the place of our hearts. You understand? We live where we think, but the place we live, our desires, who we are is our hearts. That's where we're living now. You understand? Our feelings. Right? We live with our feelings now. That's where we are. That's where we are at the moment. You understand what I'm saying? We feel good. We can affect our hearts. We're going to see soon. We can affect our hearts through our mind. And our mind has complete control over our hearts. Right? If we allow it to do that. But a Rosh HaGomel, his heart is completely permeated by the Ra, and the Neshama leaves him, is mistalik from him. A Rosh HaVetovlo, there's a fight. And, you know, there's many dargas. There's going to, sometimes the heart is going to, you know, be told you, there's Maisa, Dibu, and Machshava. Rosh HaVetovlo is even the Machshava, even in thinking, right? It means even if a person has thoughts which are Ra, and he sits on those thoughts and he thinks those thoughts, that's a Rosh HaVetovlo. He's not at Beinoni yet, right? We'll get there, we'll explain to what Beinoni is. You know what I'm saying? You get it clear?
You have this outer shell, this outer neshama.
Yeah, that's your makifin, the neshama that surrounds you.
Right.
Right.
So is it the more you sin, the more the Ra can get in?
Yeah, they can be like holes. I mean, the Ra can permeate. You only have certain protection. The more your neshama leaves you, the less you're protected.
So you're saying the Russia still has...
He still has this protection, but it's not a complete protection. Look, I don't know the details of this, and but we can think in Svara, it makes sense. A person who Shomer Torah mitzvahs, we see have Gemaras, these are Gemaras. Person, shluchei mitzvahs, ein nizokin. A shliach mitzvah is not nizok. It means when you're going to do a mitzvah, if you haven't yet done the mitzvah, you're not in the process of doing the mitzvah, you're going to do a mitzvah, you're not nizok. So Gemara says, but mokum sheshkicha hezeka, if it's a place where there's a lot of nezek, which it's where there's a lot of, could be a lot of damage, you go to a dangerous place, you're not protected. It's only in a place where there's normal protection. Torah, on the other hand, even when you're not, and a ma'aseh mitzvah, though, when you're doing a mitzvah, you're protected. Right? But Torah, even when you're not doing it, you're protected. You're protected in all situations. Right? You understand? Torah is something different. Now, Torah represents, when a person learns Torah, there's something about Torah that brings his neshama in. It permeates him more than anything else. That's what Ramchal explains. Ramchal explains that Torah, the hashpa of Torah, is bigger than the influence of Torah is bigger than the influence of anything on a person. That's what it means. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. The learning of Torah is against everything else, all the mitzvahs. An aveira has the ability to extinguish. Aveira is mechabe mitzvah. The Gemara says an aveira can extinguish a mitzvah, but aveira can't extinguish Torah. The awe of Torah is so strong that an Avera cannot extinguish the awe of Torah. That means someone who's learning Torah, even if he's doing Averas, right? He might even get a Rosh of a Tovlo. But somehow the Torah still permeates him, so he has the Neshama Pnimi. That's not mistalik from him. Unless he's learning Torah to Kanter, or, you know, he's learning Torah to argue with someone, to show, you know what I'm saying? He's learning for that reason, not to be learned Torah to cure us Hashem. He doesn't want to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? You understand what I'm saying? You understand? Okay? Clear?
Is Shuvah possible for a Rosh HaGomel?
Of course, Shuvah is possible for anyone.
But he has no Yetzer at all in him.
A Rosh HaGomel, he has a Neshama. Neshama has an effect on him.
Neshama was
mistalik from inside, he has Makifin. And there's little bits he has. You have to understand, there's above a person's thinking, there's a person's rotzen. So if a person's neshama is stalik from those three levels, from his dibur, his mice, his action, his dibur, and his thinking, right? But it's still his rotzen, there's still a rotzen. Rosh HaVetovlo, right, he has a charata. Because when he's doing the Aveira, he's a Rosha. When he's not doing the Avera, so his neshama permeates him in his lave and his mitcharet. He doesn't have the koach to be purish from the Avera completely. The Avera is still there with him. Yeah, he's still, when, you know, that schnitzel comes along, whatever that schnitzel happens to be, right? Wednesday, right? Can't forget schnitzel. Whatever that schnitzel happens to be, right? He wants it. He can't stop. Even if it's a non-kosher schnitzel. We have kosher schnitzel, that's all right. But even a non-kosher schnitzel, he wants it. It has, and he takes it. Whether it's in dibu, whether it's in speech, whether it's in action, whether it's in thought. That's still begin a Rosh Avaralo. The Tovlo, sorry. A Rosh Avaralo means his thinking will always be the Ra. His dibu will always be the Ra. But does that mean he won't have a neshama? His neshama is removed from him. He'll be Ra. But the neshama is still there. It's hovering over him. So it could come. It could be he'll be get into some sort of like bad situation. Then all of a sudden, that bad situation will bring him to tears or bring him to things. And then the neshama will permeate. There'll be a moment in time where that neshama will permeate him, will have an effect on him. It's there. It's waiting to enter him. He just has to give it enough, you know, an opportunity for it to enter him. You understand what I'm saying? No, you don't understand.
Where does the neshama go?
It's again. Yeah, that's a place. It goes in. The neshama, we all have a nefesh. We're all a homo sapien. Just as an elephant is an elephant, a cat is a cat, a dog is a dog. We're a human being called the animal, a homo sapien. We're the animal called the homo sapien. We have more of a brain, we have whatever you want to call it, right? I mean, that's what we are. We have an animal at part. We're still living. We're not living with our neshama elokit. We're living with our nefesh behemit, with our the life-giving force of what we have. That means we can eat, we can sleep, we do all the things that animals and dogs and cats do. But, you know, you can even think like a human being. You can even think philosophy with your nefesh behemit. But when it comes to night time, you know, you're going to the bar and you're doing all the other things, right? Well, it didn't have all this philosophy, had no effect on you, right? You understand what I'm saying? It has to be neshama elokit has to have hashpa on your thinking, your speech, and your maisa. If it has effect on you, then your neshama permeates you. If it doesn't have that effect on you, doing ra in those three areas, right? Then it has no effect on you. It's just surrounding you. You with me? Clear? Okay, now we're doing Benoni. Perek Yud Beis. Yeah? So it says as follows. Va Benoni. Hu shel'olam ein hara gove kol kach. The ra isn't strong so much. Likvosh et ha'ir haktana. It doesn't have the ability to be kovish the ear. It's around. There's no ulitlabesh beguf. And to have, to be in the guf at all. To be in the body at all. Lachtio. He will not, a Benoni does not do averas. Right? Like, who are we, right? Benoni does not do averas. You have to understand. Our tafkid, halavai, we get to the level of Benoni and Mizar Hashem, hala. Right? But that's a work. It's a work. You can be Benoni, in a sense, we're separating Maisa, Dibo, and Machshava. We can be a Benoni, say, in Maisa. We can try. First of all, let's be a Benoni in Maisa, in action. Then we try being a Benoni in Dibo, in terms of our speech. Then we can try and be a Benoni in Machshava. These are levels. And I want to tell you something. Everyone, right, you'll see different types of people in the world. There are people who are more people who are doing acting, right? They're more active. They're more, you know. So they will be, you know, how will they become a Benoni? They'll open a gemach, or they'll do tzedakah, or they'll do something. They'll do actions to help other people. There'll be a certain in dibu, right? So dibu can be learning Torah. It could be helping people by talking to them. It could be a psychologist, you know, someone who helps people. Good psychologist, right? Someone who helps people become better human beings, right? Yeah? You understand? And then there could be in machshava. The machshava, you can't become a Benoni in machshava without Torah. It's impossible, because a person without his mind, with Avas Hashem, right, all the time, like, thinking Torah, you can't. How can you get to Avas Hashem? The only way you can be a Benoni in machshava is if you have Torah in your life. Because say you need something to permeate in machshava. All you have, you know, your what's it called? Your thinking or tefillah. You're thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. But tefillah is only three times a day. You can't all the time have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your head. But you can have tosis in your head. You'd have thinking, learning in your head. And when you're not thinking and learning, so you're thinking something for panasa, that's also okay. It's not isa. That's tzarech, that's your need, you know? You could be a big businessman and learn Torah. So you always have something in your head. Or you're thinking about your wife and your kids. You have something in your head. You understand? Machshavas, which are mutaras, makes you into a beinoni. But you need Torah to get that. You have to have Torah in your life to get that. Otherwise, you're not going to get that. The mice, for everything you need Torah, but... You understand what I'm saying? In theory, if you're in the Olam HaMaisa, Gemilas Chasadim can work out. Dibur can work out, you know, maybe without Torah. I don't know even there. I personally think that without Torah, you can't do any of them. But okay. And the Maisa, I have a Raya from a Gemara. The Gemara is in Kiddushin. What's more, Torah or Maisa? Torah or action? The action means, doesn't only mean action in, like, action, physical action. It means action in those three levels, right? So what is Torah? Because Torah mevili de maisa, Torah brings you to action. Without Torah, you can't get to action. You can't even start. Torah has to be the beginning of a person. It doesn't have to be the end of a person. It will bring him to action. Whatever his action is, whatever type of person he is, he'll find who he is through Torah. But there has to be a hatchala of Torah. Right? That's what we have to have. Okay, let's go back to that. We don't have that. Dahainu sheshlosh levushei nefesh. The three levels of his soul, habahemis, his animalistic soul, shehem machshava, his thinking, dibu umaisa, his speech or his action, shemitzad haklipa, from the sad ha, the shell we call it, the klipa, that's the ra, because that person is not intrinsically ra, a person is intrinsically good, his ra is just a shell, right? Ein govrim bo al nefesh elokit. Can't be gover. The ra can't be gover. Can't be more strength than his spiritual, godly soul. Litlabesh beguf, to be mitlabesh, to be worn in his physical body. B'moach, whether it's in his mind. B'peh, whether it's in his mouth. U'b'shar ramachivarim, whether it's his other limbs. Lachtiam, to cause him to a chet chas v'shalom, ul'tam'am, and to cause him to be tam'e chas v'shalom. What does that mean, to cause him to be tam'e? That means you can have your guf tam'e. The Gemara says, lev taho, Gemara in Kiddushin, lev taho bara li Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me with a lev taho, with a pure heart. The Gemara says, mashma, tika tam'e. There is tame. There's a tame lev. That's a yitzahara. What does it mean, tame lev? I tell you all the time. Tuma, we see Rashi says, tuma is atima, is closed off from something. When you're closed off from your neshama, your evarim atame. What's tuma? What's the avi avota tuma? What's the highest level of tuma in the world? Mace. Mace is avi avota tuma. What is a mace? What is a dead person? His neshama is mistalek from his guf completely. That's what tuma is. Tuma is the psika chiyut of the neshama to the guf. The atima, the removal of your neshama from your guf. That's what tuma is. You understand? All the shorash of anything which is tame, and you know what tame is? Impurity. The shorash of anything which is impure, which is tame, is atima. It's somehow ne'etam, removed from the hashpa, from the influence of his neshama. So when a person does an avera, his neshama is mistalek, he's tame. A beinoni doesn't have any tumah in his okol, remach avarim, in his dibur, in his machshava, nothing. He's complete, still lurking around the ra, but he's completely taho. You understand? In terms of olam ha'asiya, in terms of his doing in the world. You with me? Rak shlosh levushei nefesh elokit hem levadam. Rak shlosh levushei nefesh, the three levels of his soul, elokit hem levadam mitlapshim. They alone are worn beguf shehem machshava dibu b'maisa. That means his neshama completely permeates him. Shel tariag mitzvahs, against the tariag mitzvahs. What does it mean tariag mitzvahs? Hatera. Because a person, we said, has tariag, evarim, and sinews, right? Connectors. The ramach evarim of his guf, and the connectors are connected to the lo ta'aseh, the negative commandments. So, Benoni, this completely permeates him. Velo avat avera miyamav. He never did an avera all his life. You hearing? There's hope for us?
You do tshuva, you can still do it. You can still be a Benoni if you've done a very just a tshuva for it.
From now on, you're a Benoni, yeah. From now on, you're a Benoni. You weren't a Benoni. Now on, you're a Benoni.
Does it matter how long you're a Benoni?
No. Hopefully, you'll be before. Hopefully, before May of Israel, we'll all get to be Benonis.
Before?
120. Oh. We'll be Benonis. Hopefully, it'll be even higher than that. You guys will be higher than that, Bezalel Hashem. We'll be tzaddikim gemurim. Tzaddik v'tovlo. That's the tafkid. That's the tachlis. Right? We want to be tzaddikim v'tovlo. I'll tell you why. Because if not, part of us are going to come back. We want to get there. We want to. It's not so hard. If you work hard, remember, you're going to get older. When you get older, like, you know, can you imagine an 80-year-old man, right?
Doesn't have the desires
that a young 20-year-old has, right? It's going to be easier when you get older, but that's only if you worked on it when you're younger. It's only if you worked on it when you're younger. Because it's a darga that you have to get to the level of Avas Hashem. If you had Avas or other things, Avas Schnitzel in your mind, when you get to 80, you're still going to want the Schnitzel. You might not have it. You might not eat it. It might be cholesterol and everything, right? You got used to things, right? You know, like people don't want not to. People, you know, have drugs so they can have schnitzel, so they can desire schnitzel even when they're 80 years old, right? That's the matzias in the world. There's some drug that makes your desire for certain things. It became a very, very lucrative drug, right? I don't know what it is. Someone told me, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know. People want that. People don't want. Huh? That's not. You know, we might not want to have that schnitzel. When you're 80, if you're tzaddik v'tovlo, you might be happy. You know, there was a certain tzaddik that he thought it was never going to be nechta. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Satan, said, "What do you mean you're never going to be nechta? Dress me up as a never going to do a averus." He said, "Dress me up as the most beautiful woman, and let me." The Satan said, because the tzaddik was, you know. So Kodesh Baruch says, this person is never going to be Chote. So it was more rare than the Satan egg though. So he dressed up as the most beautiful woman, right? And this tzaddik thought he was going to be Chote. Now I don't know if he was going to be Chote Mamish, he was going to do an Avera Mamish, maybe in Machshava, maybe whatever. He went and he blinded himself. So he wouldn't be Chote. He saw that he wasn't Sholet. He blinded himself. The Gemara says he went and blinded himself. The tzaddik went and blinded himself. So he wouldn't see this woman. He wouldn't have those thoughts. He wouldn't have those things. Yeah. For us, like, who would blind themselves? What an idiot. Why should you blind yourself? You want to have sight. I'll tell you another story. This is a true story. That's a Gemara, right? That's also a true story. But we have to, you know, but it's the Gemara is deeper than I'm explaining it. Gemara's like that, we can't understand enough. 2 minutes just telling you over the Gemara. That has to be understood properly. So I didn't explain. I'll tell you a story about a very, very big Kabbalist. It's called Rav Shaul Dweik. So in his later life, right, his eyesight was being lost. And he could have gone to Egypt to have some sort of operation, or some doctor there would have improved it and he would have been able to see. He decided not to. So his last years of his life, he couldn't see. That was a decision. And they say about him that what he saw when he didn't have sight was much bigger than he saw when he had sight. You know, we call a blind person Sagi Nahor. What's Sagi Nahor mean in Lashon HaKodesh? I mean, it's Aramaic. What does it mean? It means someone who has a lot of light. Why do you call a blind person have a lot of light? He doesn't have any light. It's darkness for him.
Don't we also consider them as the four who are considered dead?
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. He's dead from this tithes of this world. The Gemara says for person, it's a Gemara in Yuma, if a person's eating and he doesn't see his food. Why, you know, everyone likes colored food, right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu create fruit, oranges. Orange is not like, you know, we gotta be blue fruit. Maybe we do, I don't know. We have oranges, I'm sure the tropic blueberries. Okay, yeah. We have, why create all these fruit and colours? Right? Because there's a desire for something which is red or blue or green, right? Different colors. We enjoy the difference. A blind person says to Gemara, doesn't get full. Now, we're not talking about someone who stuffs himself, right? Because a person, you know, like if you eat to a certain extent, you know, even if you're blind, you're going to be full. We're talking about a person who eats normally. A person who eats normally should be full after he eats a certain amount. If he looks at his food and enjoys it, there's a sphere that comes from the Enayim. That's what the Gemara says. There's a taiva le'enayim by Adam and V'chava. There's a taiva from the eyes. It's brought down in Sfarim that the main tikkun of a person is his eyes. Lo taturu acharei levavchem. You shouldn't go astray from your eyes. Lo taturu acharei levavchem. Acharei taturu acharei levavchem acharei einayichem asher atem zonim achareihem. You go first, your heart's chomer desires, your eyes see, the kli ha'maisa gomrim, and your kli ha'maisa is gomer. You go and you do the action. The eyes are an important integral here. Your eyes desire, they see, they want it. Most of us don't have problems sitting in the yeshiva. We go to shul, we go to school, we go to class, all of a sudden you get on the bus, and something, there's a piece of schnitzel there, right? And it's hard, we're young, you're hard, right? When you sit in yeshiva, you don't have those problems. Unless you're on the internet, right? The internet can also be a problem. Things pop up on the internet, you know? Meet me and meet this and buy that, right? All things can happen on the internet. But if you don't see something, it's a brute protection. A lot of our avodah is associated with our eyes. If a person has shmiras einayim in a proper way, there's a lot of protection to him. A lot of protection.
So then if you work on certain things in yeshiva, and it's easy to do that because you're not being subject to all these things. And then you go back to the real world, or you go back to wherever, and those things are now there. Will you not be able to control yourself because you haven't trained your mind in that situation?
No. What happens is, generally speaking, if a person trains himself for a long time not to be there, his mind is shifted. So when he goes back there, right, he might see something, but he won't necessarily have the desire for it in the same way. I'm not saying he won't, you know, he's a single guy, he's 20 years old, he has hormones, right? He's going to have desires, it's going to be. But the very fact that it's not in his parasha, it's not there to talk about. Like, for example, usually, you know, like, people desire what's available for them. They don't desire that what's not available for them. Even, you know, like, I'm not sure that, for example, a person will desire, if he can get something, or if he thinks it's something that he wants, he'll have a desire for it. If something's outside the parasha, he'll have less of a desire for it.
People say, you want what you can't have.
Yes, there's a Gemara, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, things which are stolen are sweeter. And the Gemara speaks about these in Yonim as well. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Speaks about that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the taste of illicit relationship of relationships, and he put it into illicit relationships. That's where you find the taste. That's this taste of schnitzel. You find in illicit relationships, and the Gemara brings this pasuk: Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. Since it's stolen, it tastes sweeter. It's true. That's what Gemara says. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. You're right, but that doesn't mean you'll have the desire for that. It might be that because of that reason, there's a sweetness there. It's sweetness of an Avera, right? There's a sweetness there, but it's you won't have desire for that because it's further removed from you. You understand what I'm saying? The more you're in yeshiva, the more you're used to a certain way of life, you're more used to thinking in a certain way, you will find naturally that things will not bother you. Or they'll bother you more in the sense that you say, oh, it's disgusting. You'll be disgusted from certain things. You won't want to look at them. It'll be something which is foreign to you. You understand what I'm saying? You find that will happen. It's time. Just sitting and learning. The Rambam says the more Torah a person has, the less a person has desires for these other things. The more Torah permeates a person's mind, and the longer you're in yeshiva, the more Torah is going to permeate your mind, the less these things have an effect on you. You will develop a sensitivity, right? You'll develop a sensitivity, right, for certain things. But you won't want certain things in the same way. There won't be the desire for certain things. Certain things will be very gas, very like, you guys, I'm sure, you know what I'm saying, cheeseburgers, right? You know, like, you don't have a desire for a cheeseburger. You don't have a desire for a cheeseburger? If you think about it, but like, you know, you pass a McDonald's, you want to have a milkshake and a cheeseburger? No. I mean, even if people were previously, before they came to yeshiva, that's what they were doing. Like, it doesn't speak to them. It doesn't speak to them. You understand what I'm saying? The same way won't speak to you. It won't speak to you in the same way. But you're normal. You know, you're normal. You're not going to be. You're not going to be like, you know. You're not going to be a celibate Jew, right? We don't want you to be a celibate Jew. You want to get married and have. And you, when you meet the wife that's supposed to be your wife, you'll have a desire for her and all those things, and you will allow your feelings to come out. But you won't want the pisha schnitzel. You will want a relationship. You'll want a connection, but you want it in a proper way. That's something very different. You understand what I'm saying? The schnitzel won't be interested anymore. You won't be interested in that. It'll be something which is very foreign to you, and something which is you won't necessarily even understand it. After a while, it takes time, but after a while you get there. Yeah.
Does Hashem desire the Beinuni or the Tzadik Gamor who doesn't even have to fight?
HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires everyone wherever he is. He wants you. We want you. You know, like they
spell it.
You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you call it, right? He wants you. However you are, he wants you as close as you can get and as quick as you can get. We want you now. He knows who you are. He knows who you are. You know who you are. He wants you to get wherever you can get, and B'zah Hashem, he'll help you to get there. Don't worry. Okay? He wants you. He wants the Rosh HaGomor as well. He just wants to do tshuva. And he'll help him. You'll see. Everyone, B'sof, comes to his... his tikkun, his fixer.
So the general Jew, he wants...
he wants everyone. The general Jew. The general Jew, the general non-Jew, everyone. He wants everyone to be chozer elav, to come back to him. Why not? Why did he create the world for? Legalot kvodo, legalot yichudo. That means everyone. Everyone will be megale his kvodo. Even...
Tzadik Gamor were like malachim, right? They have no...
Huh? They're not malachim. We'll see, we haven't got to Tzadik Gamor. We're still with Benoni. He's mufrash. We'll see. We're going to get to the end. Let's do this and we'll see. But don't worry. I want to tell you something. You have to understand something. Everything is relative. Why we're learning... the Baal HaTanya is teaching us Benoni, right? We're Benoni. We never did Averis Miyama. Okay, so like we're... you know, like... you leave this year and say, well, I'm not Benoni. I'm a Rosh of Tovah. Okay. I never thought I was a Rosh. As far as Yitzchak Shir is a bit like, you know, like, forget it, right? And I thought I was a tzaddik. I'm a tzaddik, right? You are. I told you, you are. Let's understand the concept. The concept is there to help you to know where your avoda is, where you have to work. Sometimes you think, you know, we became a Baal Tshuva, we're doing mitzvahs, we're doing Torah mitzvahs, right? We're doing all the right things, we're not doing averes. That's it. End of the, you know, we did it. We learned in Gemara. We just have to, you know, wait till we're in the second year so we can, you know, really get into the learning of the Gemara, and that's it. We go and get married. Oh, that's it. We finished. Life's finished. You got married. We made it. We're a success story. No. There's work. Life is full of work. There's dargot. There's levels. You haven't finished yet. You just started. I know it's hard to tell a guy, you know, we just started. That's it. We just started. Me, I've just started. I got there. No. I want to get there. One day. But in order to get somewhere, you have to know where your destination is. You have to know it exists. You have to know what it means to be there. You have to describe the place. Maybe you like being there if you know about it, right? You know? Whereas, I don't know a good place in America. What's a nice place in America?
Texas.
Okay, yeah. Texas Instruments. Okay, well, it was a nice place in America. An objective. The Grand Canyon, right? I've no desire to go to the Grand Canyon. Because I don't know anything about it. I'm sure if I saw a picture about it and, like, you know, and it's like, and wow, and things, so yeah, you know, it was cheap enough to go. Maybe I go, you know, maybe you make a yeshiva trip to the Grand Canyon, you know, $100 a guy, right? A lot of subsidies there, right? Okay, but you understand. You have to understand where we're going in order to have a desire to be there. And also, you have to realize if this is what a person can be, you also can be it. Don't give up on yourself. Never give up on yourself. Doesn't matter where you are, what you are, how you are, the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves you and he wants you and he will help you. And you can get there. Doesn't matter where you came from either. What's your situation? What's your background? People have jumped. The amazing thing about the neshama is you can jump with it. Not in once. You can jump occasionally, but it'll come back. But you can jump with little increments of jumping. Those little increments of jumping, so as long as you know where you want to go and you have a desire to go there, you'll get there. I'll explain this soon. Let's read a bit more and explain soon. He will never be called the Shem Rosha, afilu sha achad, even one moment. Verega, verega achad, even on one moment at all. Kol yamav, at all, in his whole days. Ach mahut v'atzmut nefesh elokit shehen eser b'chinoteha. But the mahut, the nefesh elokit, his spiritual soul, which is these 10 concepts, the 10 spheres, lo lehen levadan hamelucha. Not only does the 10 parts of his neshama, Amalucha, v'amem shala be'ir ketana, in this little city, ki'im be'iti mezumanim, certain times, k'mo b'shad kriyat shema v'tfila, right, then he'll be a rosha, he'll be a tzadik gomor. Shishat mochin de gadlus, the time where his neshama is completely has shefa on him. This is when you're timing, you're davening, and you're learning. Lemala, the gam lamata, and also lamata, he shad hakosha. It's a time of preparation, the chol adam, shad mikashe chabad, his chokhma bina v'da'as shelo, of his, lahashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his complete connection, lahamik da'ato, to strengthen his da'as, his connecting abilities, his spiritual connecting abilities, begdulat ein sof baruch hu, with the greatness of a kodesh baruch hu, leorer et ha'ava, to be moreer the love, kerishrei eish, like the burnings of a fire, bechalal hayimini, in his right side of his heart, shebelibo ledovka bo, to be dovik by a kodesh baruch hu. We all had girlfriends, right? Even when your girlfriend's not around, right? You're thinking about her, you feel good, right? You know, like, you're singing in the street, right? You're feeling good, right? Because that's the word of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Exactly the same feelings. There's an ava for Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a desire. You want to be with him. You want to be in that connection. The feeling is, if we're davening properly, seriously, if we're davening properly, this happens to us maybe in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, but if you're davening properly, most of the time we're davening, like, oh, I have to go to there. Oh, I have to eat breakfast, and there's a shir afterwards. We're busy the whole time. It's a shame. That's what happens. If you're davening properly, you want to daven again. How do you know if you're davening properly? You want to daven again? Davening is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be enjoyable. You're having a connection with the Creator. Right? Do you want to be with your girlfriend again? Yeah. Just met her. You just met her for 5 minutes. You want to be with her again? Yeah. You have a 15-minute talk together. You want to talk more? Yeah. It's a good friend. That's your relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you daven, there's a certain connection. When you're learning, and you have to go, you have to leave the base of Medrash for whatever reason, you have to go help someone, you have to go do something, you have to go home, you have to do whatever, you have to go work. You wish, oh, I wish I could have another half an hour, or, oh, I'm glad I'm going to work now. That's a difference. It's a big difference. That makes a Beinoni. You understand? Those are the feelings of a Beinoni. That means there's a tshuka, there's a desire for ruchnius. There's a want for it. Even when you leave for it, there's a desire to go back to it. B'kiyum ha'Torah mitzvoteha me'ava shezeu inyan ha'mavua b'kriyat shema d'oraisa, this is the inyan which is clear, in kriyat shema d'oraisa b'chotei shelofaneha l'achareha. He's saying that's the concept of kriyat shema, the brachos before in and afterwards. It's a build-up to kriyat shema, and it's a build-up when you leave kriyat shema. The same with tefillah. You have whole build-up is for the Shmona Esrei, and there's a build-up after Shmona Esrei. But the pinnacle, the spitz of your davening is the Shmona Esrei, your amida. Shemid Rabbanan. Then hachana, the preparation, the kiyum kriyat shema, kamo shekotev b'makom acher. Vaz hara shebechalal hasmali, the ra in the left side of a benoni, kafuf u'botel latov, it's nullified to the good, hamitpashet b'chalal ha'yemini, which is mitpashet on the right side, Mechabad shebemoach hamekusharim begedulat Ein Sof Baruch Hu. On the Chabad in his mind, which is mekusha, which is connected to the Ein Sof, which is Kodesh Baruch Hu, blessed be him. Aval achar tefila, but when a person finishes davening, bistalkud hamochin degadlut Ein Sof Baruch Hu, when his mochin leave him, whenever a person does a mitzvah, he has mochin, he gets an extra permeation of his neshama, right? So when he stops the mitzvah, the that extra part of the shama leaves him, right? Hare hara choze, the ra in his left side is returns. V'choze v'ni'o, and becomes awakened, v'chalal asmali, in his left side. U'mitaveh tava l'tava olam hazeh v'tanugav, and he begins again to desire the schnitzel in this world. He likes schnitzel. When you leave the shir, cake break, right? Right? We're all interested in that cake break. I'm not wrong. Now we get what cake break, a good cake break is. We're going to learn today what a good cake break is and what a bad cake break is. We're going to see. Rak mipnei shelo lo levado mishpat hamelucha. Not only his sad hatov has mishpat melucha, has a dominion, v'memshala be'ir, in this city, ein yochol lotzi tavato mikoach, he can't bring his desires mikoach from potential elafar. Litlabesh ve'evrei aguf b'maisa dibu machshava, right? Mamash lamik v'machshavto, he can't bring the tov in him to mitlabesh in these three facets of him, his speech, his thinking, and his maisa's action. Lamik machshavto, to endelve his thinking, b'tanuge olam hazeh, eich lemalot tavat libo, right? He can't. These three aspects of him won't be filled with desires, right? Ki hamoach shalit al halev, because his moach has complete dominion on his heart. That's a benoni. Betoldato, in that's betolda. That's how a person was born. Beteva yitzirato, and in the natural way that a person was created. Shikach notza haadam. Now this is a very important thing. This is explaining how a human being is. And this is different from an animal. This is what makes you different from an animal. Because of an neshama, you are different in that your moach has shlita over your lev. Your thinking has complete dominion over your lev, intrinsically. You can be more animalistic, right? That's when your thinking doesn't have shlita over your feelings. And this is basically, it's brought down in Siddur Sharim in a certain way, it's brought down in the Rambam in a certain way, and in a certain way, even psychologists, this is cognitive psychology. If you want to change your feelings, you change your thinking. And changing your thinking, you have control over. So by changing your thinking, you can change your feelings. For example, a person's sad. Why is a person sad? Why is a person sad? Because he's thinking sad thoughts. How do you think good thoughts? I have 10 things, everyone has good things in his life, right? There's no one doesn't have anything good in his life. There's moments of sadness and there's moments of good things. When you do something good, you're happy. When you do something bad, you're sad. What makes you sad after you did it? The thinking about it. Your mind somehow thinks on or dwells on those things. If we took our minds and focused them on good things, would we be sad? No, you'd be happy. It's a question of focus of mind. The way we control our feelings is through our mind. Just take... Now, we say, oh, we don't have control over our mind, because what happens, you have millions of thoughts going in there. You have to pick out the right thoughts and dwell on them. And you'll be happy the whole time. You might have sad things in your life, but you don't have to think about them the whole time. You can think about them when you have to deal with them. But when you don't have to deal with them, you can think good thoughts. You know, everyone can look at the beauty outside and for a moment, see that beautiful sky, the trees, it's a view. And wow, how God created the world. And we can put ourselves into a thinking pattern and like peace and be good. And that's fine. But when we have a sad thought with us, it might be, why is that a sad thought? Because it's something which is important to us. You have a minus in your bank account, that's important to us. Someone's lo aleinu ill, or something happened, right? Or we're ill, or something, whatever it is. That thing will occupy our thinking and that will make us sad. Now you don't have to think about that the whole time. Get off it. Only think about it when you're concerned, when you have to deal with it. When you might have to make sure the person's getting the proper medical treatment, you have to make sure that you have enough money to put in your bank. But now you're not doing that. Now you have nothing to do with that. Now you're sitting learning Torah. Why do you have to be sad? Now you're sitting doing other things. Why do you have to be sad? Now you're eating food. Why do you have to think about that? Think about those things when you need to think about them. Don't think about them when you don't need to think about them. You can be happy your whole life. Why? If you can be happy, be sad. That is about being happy. But it's all thoughts are that way. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. He can be emotional. His tavas also only come from imagination. Right? Let's all think about Ben and Jerry. Okay, you guys can't have it, so you know, a powerful Ben and Jerry. Didn't make one yet, right? I'll make one eventually. A powerful Ben and Jerry. Chocolate and cream cookies. Look at that. With that chocolate sauce and the maple syrup, right? I'm doing good. Maple syrup, right? And like, and maple syrup's good? No, maple syrup's not good. No, ice cream? Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I know
that's pancakes.
That's pancakes. Okay, let's do pancakes with ice cream. We have a chocolate chip pancakes, and the ice cream's inside, and it's like folded over, and you have like a little syrup, maple syrup over it, and a little bit of cream on the top with little nuts there. You get it, guys? Getting hungry?
No nuts.
Okay, well, everyone's different, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Your imagination makes you desire. Your imagination depends on your thinking. You control your thinking, you control your imagination. Now, because you had that once, you might be dribbling and it's still there, like, you know, even after not we're talking about it, it's still there in the back of your mind. Actually, it was quite a nice idea, the rabbi, you know, it's a store down the road, I can pick one of those things up, right? If you can't pick it up, you're going to forget about it because it went out of your zone. You understand? There's no store you can pick it up. It's going to go out of your zone after you thought about it. You understand? That's what I meant. Going back to what we spoke about before, that's what I meant. There's certain things when you're in yeshiva are going to be out of your zone. Once they're out of the zone, if there's a store around where you can get these pancakes with maple syrup, right? You'll think about it. If there's no store around, you're in a desert island or you're in yeshiva, right? Same thing, right? And there's no store that you can pick up this pancakes, right? You're not going to think about it. You understand? Taking something out of your zone takes the imagination away. Okay. Huh? Okay, the internet brings everything into the zone. Right? You have to have it. You have to.
Let's go smash the
control. Okay. All right. It removes his das legamri mitayvat livo from the desire of his heart, el hefach legamri to the opposite, or befrat el tzad hakedusha to the side of kedusha kliftiv. There's more yitaron. There's greatness to wisdom than sichlut, stupidity. Ki yitaron ha'or min hachoshech, like the better of light to darkness. Perish. Now he's explaining how a little bit of wisdom can throw away all this imagination of your sichlut, of your stupidity. Stupidity usually comes with imagination. We imagine things. A human being is created with this imaginative part of him. That's where all his desires come from. Shema'at or gashmi, a little bit of physical light, doche haba min hachoshech, throws away a lot of the darkness, mimenu, me'elav, in of itself. Mimele kach nidche mimele sichlut harbe shel haklipa, the stupidity of the ra in the world, v'sitra achra, on the other side, shebechalal asmali, on his left side, right? Kamo she'amru chazal, this is bringing a gemara. Ela im kein, a person doesn't do avera, ela im kein, ruach shtut nichnas bov. He's stupid. He's shtutz, right? He's being stupid. You behave stupidly. Why is it stupid? Person is willing to give up his neshama to permeate him, which is his olam haba, for a piece of schnitzel. That's not stupid. You must be crazy. You must be crazy. We do it. We are crazy when we do it. We're crazy. We're really crazy. A little bit of thinking at that time will throw away a lot of the choshech. A lot of that imaginary desire will be thrown away if you think. Learning Gemara, you guys always ask, why we learn Gemara? Learning Gemara teaches you to focus practically. It actually changes your ability to be shoulded on your Yetzirah. You'll see. Spiritually does it in of itself, but also practically does it. The person becomes more focused, more, he can think straight. Mipnei. Hachochma shebenefesh elokit shebemoach, asher ritzona, its desire, limshol levada, to be moshal, to have dominion only, be'ir, in this city, utlabesh b'shlosha levusheha, and to be lavush in these three levels we spoke about beforehand. B'chol ha'guf, in this whole guf kula, k'nichtav le'ah, shem machshav adibu maisa, thought, speech, and action. Tariag mitzvah satarik nichtuleil. Tariag vafapikem. Even so, einu nikra tzadik klal. He's still not a tzadik. He's a beinoni. Why? Mipnei shiyitron hazeh asher leor nefesh elokit. This extraness of his neshama permeating him, ala choshech, on the darkness, v'sichlut, and stupidity, shel klipa nitcha mimele, which is pushed away in of itself. Einu ela b'shlosha levushim. It's only in these three levels: machshava, dibur, and maisa. But not in himself completely. Not in him himself completely. That means doesn't permeate himself completely. Al mahutav atmuta shel haklipa, and not permeate completely the klipa on the left side of his heart. Ki mahutav atmuta shel nefesh behemit shebeklipa shebechalal asmoni. That part of his nefesh behemit, his animalistic self in his left side, lo nitcha klal, isn't pushed away at all. Mimkomo, from its place. It's there. It's like there in potential. It's not there actively, but it's there in potential. Beinu acha, right? Lo nitcha klal mimkomo beinoni, in a beinoni. Acha tefila, because after tefila, she'en rishve eish avas Hashem bitgalut libo, that's not permeates his heart and pushes it away, b'chalal ha'yimini. Ki im tocho ratzuf ava misuteret. It says a deep ava, hidden ava, she avas hativit. A natural ava should be nefesh elokit, kamo shekatavnu. That's when he's davening and when he's learning. As he yechol liyot sichlut haksil, the stupidness of this stupid person, hara, that's evil, behitgalut libo, which is revealed in his heart, b'chalal asmani, lit avot, the desire tava lechol inyanei gashmir, all the desires of this world. Olam hazeh, ki behetze, bein behetze, bein beisu, whether it's hetze or isu, chas v'shalom. Right? Ki iru lo hit palel klal. It'd be as if he didn't daven at all. What do you mean didn't daven at all? It has an effect on him. But the halal, it's still there in potential. Ela she bedava isu eino ole bedato lasot. He's not going to even think about doing an isa. Before mamash, that means thinking before, thinking actively, chas v'shalom. Ela hirhure avera kashi me avera. A person thinking of doing an avera is worse than an avera in certain ways. Yochlim lefol la'alot lemocho. That means he could come into his mind. This is Benoni. He could come to his mind thoughts. This is what I told you, I was going to explain. Kashim Aver. Yochrim lefol alod b'mocho lebalbabo metera v'avoda. From tera v'avoda. We confuse him from doing tera and avoda. Kamo shekatu chazal. Gima aver en adam nitzol mehem b'chol yom. Three aver is a person's not nitzol for him, then say for them. Hirhure aver v'avon tefila v'chule. Rak shelezeh mo'il harashimu b'mochim v'yiras Hashem v'avas avato ha'musteret b'chalal ha'yemini litgabev l'shtot al ha'ra. Has dominion over the ra. Hazeh. He doesn't allow his desire to have shlita, any shlita in his ear, to come to be actualized in this, in his these three levels, to be worn in the Eivar Aguf at all. Afilu b'moach levado, laharher b'ra. It won't allow even to think ra. Ein lo shlita memshala laharher chas v'shalom b'retzano sh'mocho sh'bikabel b'rotzen chas v'shalom. To accept it in rotzen chas v'shalom, with a willingly chas v'shalom. Hir hu zeh hara. Ha'olam e'la me'alev l'moach k'nichtav le'el. Which comes, he'll have a thought which will come to his mind in of itself. Ela miyad. This is the Nekuda. Miyad b'al yato. When it comes up to his mind, what will he do? Doch obeshtei yadayim, he'll push it away with two hands. Umesich dato miyan, remove his mind from it. Shenisker shehu hirhu ra, when he sees that it's a hirhu ra. Ve'enu mekablo berotzen, he doesn't want it to sit there berotzen willingly in his mind. That's a benoni. Afilu laher berotzen, koshken laloto al dat. Even if it comes up, and all the more to bring it onto his mind. La'asoto chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, not even to do it. Or afilu ledabebo. He won't even want to speak about it. Ki ha'mahar berotzon nikra rosha. A person who thinks berotzon something ra, he's called a rosha for that moment. Didn't he is a rosha? He's called a rosha for that moment. You understand? Botusha. V'benenu ain't a rosha afilu sha'achad. A benenu is not even a rosha for one moment.
We're judged by our
machshava
too?
Yeah. Machshava is a lav. If a person thinks... Now, this is what I want to explain to you. What's thinking? Thinking means as follows. We have lots of thoughts, right? And you go, you be usually in yeshiva that won't happen, but you go into a situation, you'll be outside, and there'll be a thought that comes about to a person, right? There'll come a thought. What's a Beinoni? When that thought comes to him, he's still a Beinoni. Does he take that thought and think about it and enjoy it? Is that what he's doing? Or he's, don't have a thought, and he pushes it out. I'm not saying that's the way to push it out. There's ways of pushing it out. Pushing out, generally speaking, the way to push out a bad thought is not to say, I don't want that thought, because that makes you focus on it. The way to think about a thought is in, like, you know, we're sitting in this room. Did you hear any noises? No, no one heard any noises. Now let's be absolutely quiet. We hear a car or a tractor, I don't know, it's a bus outside, right? We never heard buses, we never heard things going past because we were focused. The way to remove thoughts is to ignore them. It's background. We have a lot of background thoughts in us. A Beinoni will have a lot of background thoughts, even thoughts which are bad. To do Averas, he won't be tofeset in his Ratzon. He won't be thinking about it. Pushing it away actively, I don't want that thought, is actually focusing on it. It's actually the wrong way to do it. The best way to do it is focus on good. Ignore it. If it comes up, ignore it. Okay, you're there, so what? You're there, okay, so what? And let it stay there. Let it stay there. It'll irritate you in the beginning. He'll try his maneuvers, right? If you have a Yetzirah, it's going to try maneuvers with you, but it'll leave you alone eventually. Eventually, it'll become background music, and it'll be as if it's not there. You know, people live on a highway, right? And they sleep at nights. When I was a kid, we used to live in a major highway, our house was, right? And like, you know, if you open the window, in the summer, right? You hear all these cars, and you slept. How come you slept? You got used to it in the house. You walk into this background. You don't notice it. I'll give you another example. This all irritates all of us. We're davening, and then there's a guy standing next to us, right? He's davening, right? He's davening with a lot of kavana, and a lot of kavana. He uses a lot of energy. He's also speaking a lot, right? And like, why can't he daven Shemona Esrei quietly?
The
door's flapping down or something, right? Something's bothering you. Now, what happens when that happens to us?
Focus on it.
We focus on it. We say, maybe I should close the door. Maybe I should do that. So you go, you tell him, you tell him, you nudge him or you do something, right? He's not listening. And you notice every time you do the and another it affects you more. Now if you go back to daven, it'll affect you more because you focused on it. When you push something away, you actually focus on it. When you push it away in such a strong way. If you are accepting that you can't affect it, you with me? If you're accepting you can't affect it, that's his life, he wants to talk in his davening, he'll talk. The flappers want to flap, they'll flap. I can't affect it. I can't change it. I'm not gonna get out of my Shemona Esrei, or I'm not gonna do what I'm gonna do. I can't affect it. It becomes background noise. You live with it. It doesn't affect you. That's how a person should do it. You understand? And it's the same thing with things in life, Derech Agav. It's not only in thinking. This is the good I want to get. It's with life's troubles. Make it background music to where you are now. Deal with them when you need to deal with them. Make them background when you don't need to deal with them. You understand? When you're focusing on them, when you're writing something up, when you're doing something, you're dealing with it, you're making a phone call, whatever you have to do, you deal with it, you focus on that. And you deal with it in whatever detail needs to be dealt with. When you're not dealing with it, take the focus off its background. That's a big nekuda. That's a Beinoni. You understand what a Beinoni is now? That's a Beinoni. A Beinoni has the ability to focus. To focus on that which is right. And you learn to focus better when you learn Gemara. The more you learn Gemara, you had the stories of rabbis who were learning Tosfos, and like someone like, punching them, and they didn't even notice. Or they're in the bus, right? They're sitting in a bus learning. That's easier, And you're sitting in a bus learning, and then you miss your stop, right? Quite a few rabbis do that, right? I'm sure you go to, you pick up a Gemara, you're sitting there, and you I missed this, I missed that. You forget your time. We all do that, something we're engrossed in. That's what it is, the focus. Get that focus. When the focus, you can focus on something else and not focus on that which is bad in your life, the bad won't be so bad. You'll be able to deal with it when you need to deal with it. But when the bad comes up in your mind all the time, and you can't get rid of it, because you're trying to get rid of it. Don't get rid of it. Leave it. Focus on that which is good that you have. Focus on the moment. The moment you have now is good. Focus on it. You understand? Okay, stop here.